crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Mother charged with murder after drunk driving crash leads to daughter's death in California. On March 8, 2025, a tragic car accident near Hickman, California, resulted in the death of 4-year-old Reagan Heron after her mother, Juliette Marie Acosta, allegedly crashed into an irrigation canal while driving under the influence. Reports indicate Acosta's blood alcohol level was nearly 3 times the legal limit. Controversy has arisen over claims that Acosta left her daughter trapped in the submerged vehicle while she went to take a bath. Acosta has been charged with murder and multiple felonies, with legal proceedings ongoing. The incident has prompted community support efforts and renewed discussions about the dangers of drunk driving. Details of the incident. On the evening of March 8, 2025, Juliette Marie Acosta was driving near Hickman, California, when her vehicle veered off the road and crashed into an irrigation canal. Emergency responders arrived on the scene to find the car partially submerged. Tragically, 4-year-old Reagan Heron, Acosta's daughter, was found deceased inside the vehicle. Authorities reported that Acosta's blood alcohol concentration was approximately 0.54%, nearly 3 times the state's legal limit of 0.08% for driving under the influence. Charges and legal proceedings. Following the accident, Acosta was arrested and charged with murder, along with several felony counts, including child endangerment and driving under the influence. Prosecutors allege that Acosta's actions directly led to the fatal accident. Additionally, controversy has emerged regarding Acosta's conduct after the crash, as reports suggest she left Reagan trapped in the submerged car to take a bath, further complicating the case. Court hearings are underway, and legal experts are closely monitoring the developments. Community response and safety discussions. The tragedy has deeply affected the local community in Hickman. Neighbors and community groups have organized support efforts for the Heron family, including fundraisers and counseling services. The incident has also sparked renewed public discourse on the dangers of driving under the influence, with local officials urging stricter enforcement of DUI laws and increased public education campaigns to prevent similar tragedies. Background on drunk driving risks. Driving under the influence remains a significant cause of traffic fatalities across California and the United States. According to the California Highway Patrol, DUI-related collisions account for approximately 30% of all traffic deaths in the state annually. Experts emphasize that impaired driving not only endangers the driver but also passengers, pedestrians, and other road users, underlining the critical need for preventative measures. Investigators continue to examine the circumstances surrounding the crash, including assessing vehicle condition, road factors, and Acosta's behavior before and after the incident. Official updates will be communicated as more information becomes available. The tragic accident near Hickman, California, resulting in the death of 4-year-old Reagan Heron, highlights the severe consequences of driving under the influence. With Juliette Marie Acosta facing multiple felony charges, including murder, the case underscores the legal and moral responsibilities of drivers. The community's response reflects both grief and a commitment to preventing similar incidents through increased awareness and enforcement. As investigations and legal proceedings continue, this case serves as a somber reminder of the ongoing risks associated with impaired driving and the critical importance of public safety initiatives.